coastal damage we saw in last winter's storms. Well, scientists have now discovered that salt marsh plants could protect our beaches by reducing the height of damaging storm surge waves by nearly 20%. It's the first time researchers have been able to measure the protection salt marshes could provide in our sea defences. The work included setting up a massive lab experiment in Hanover in Germany, where a real salt marsh was relocated to a specially built lab. Dr. Iris Müller from Cambridge University is one of the lead scientists on the project. She's been monitoring the salt marshes near Tillingham in Essex for 15 years.
In front of us, we have the sea to the horizon, but then a very large section of salt marsh just before the sea wall, which was created after the 1953 floods. And then beyond the sea wall, the rich agricultural land. Iris, just explain what you've been doing here.
I'm really interested in the role that these marshes play in protecting our sea defences from wave energy, from tidal currents, but also how they function over a sort of longer timescales, how the biology of our planet can sort of cope with some really tough physical, chemical conditions. These plants have got mechanisms of exuding the salt from their leaves or not taking it in. And then once they're growing, of course, they modify their own environment. They produce roots. The roots bind the sediment. You can feel it underfoot now. It's
well, really let's have a look at the, let's
strong.
Get down on the ground and have a look.
So if you see here, you have some soft mud, but then where you get the plants, they anchor themselves immensely tightly into this really soft sediment.
This is really greasy clay here, isn't it? But you know, you can't pull these plants out. They really are stuck fast.
One of the things that we're looking at with our research at the moment is how the plants vary in terms of their brittleness, if you like, and also in terms of their sort of flexibility, how easily they bend. That determines how much resistance they give to the water flow across the surface when the waves come in and when the going gets tough.
Let's walk out a bit. The experiment that you've been doing is recreating this environment in a lab.
In our experiment, we have proven that it really is the plant cover that accounts for about 60% of the reduction in the energy of the waves.
Does this vegetation here in the salt marsh save the sea defence?
Yes, we are in a location here where this is really quite visible. Where we are standing, we've got several hundreds of metres, perhaps, of salt marsh in front of the seawall, and the seawall to our landward side looks really quite healthy. When you look a little bit further north, you can see that in that area, the salt marsh has begun to erode away in front of the seawall, and it's almost disappeared completely in places. And it's perhaps not surprising then, now knowing our scientific results here, that we can see the seawall there being patched up with concrete slabs, because the action of the waves on the slope of the seawall has actually begun to remove the turf and the grass cover in that place.
Why not just plant a salt marsh there, which would protect the seawall?
We're trying to understand the growth of salt marshes a little bit better so that we can perhaps achieve that in the future. We found in our experiment that when we threw the storm surge conditions at the salt marsh and the waves were travelling across it, I was watching the waves from the top of the wave tank and I was panicking because I thought the whole of the salt marsh would just completely disappear and float up to the surface. And we drained the tank after that storm surge experience and we found that the surface of the salt marsh was very intact.
Dr. Iris Müller from the Coastal Research Unit at Cambridge University. Now, the long, hot and dry summer of 2014